That ring is Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum has left town and is heading for the state reformatory for girls. His mission is to tell the authorities that he and Abner are keeping L.A. Connors, who escaped from the reformatory, and to attempt to get a parole. Ellie, who is now supposed to be Lum's niece Mary, knows none of the details of Lum's trip, however. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Ellie, or rather Mary, in the Jot 'em Down store and library.
For the land's sake, Sif, what are you just sitting there staring out the window for? Why don't you go outside and have some fun with your young'uns?
Oh, I better stay here and help you along as Uncle Lum is gone.
Oh, you don't need to do that. I think there's a bunch of young'uns playing down there by the corner. Now, you go down there and join them.
Well, I don't want to.
Don't want to?
No. I ain't smart enough.
Ain't smart enough? Who said you weren't?
Clarence Bates. He said I weren't.
Why, he's got a nerve talking that away about you, the little varmint. He ain't the smart himself. Just wait till I get my hands on that young'un. I'll tell him a couple of things or two.
Well, he's right, though.
Huh?
He knows about atmospheric air pressure and all that, and he asked me if I knew it, and I never.
He knows about what?
Atmospheric air pressure.
Huh?
He says it makes boiling different in different places. He knows why, too.
Hmm.
I ain't going down the corner because he's there, and I ain't smart enough.
Oh, Sassy Press, you're just as smart as every one young'un in this whole town. You just need a little more book learning's all you need. My dog is, I'm going to see that you get it, too.
School ain't started up yet, though.
I mean, I'm going to help you myself, and right now.
Gee, would you really help me?
Why, sure I would. Them books we got in the library, they ought to be good for something. Come on, let's just go over and look up some of that stuff.
All right. I don't think I'll ever be as smart as Clarence, though.
Well, you'll be twice as smart as him, Tom. I'll get through with you. See, now, listen, what about if we look up that atmospheric pressure stuff anyway?
I think Clarence read it in some kind of, science book.
Oh, it wouldn't be nothing like it. Let's see now, where would that be?
They were not your ring?
Huh? Oh, might have been. I never paid no attention to it. You wait right here while I answer it.
All right. Maybe I can find the right book.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, what is it, Grandpa? Checkers. No, I can't leave the store. Lum's went out of town.
Lum's been out of town.
Oh, just a little business trip. Why, no, I can't close up the store. Well, I'm sorry for you laid up, Grandpa, but I just can't do it. Well, yeah, you can do that if you want to. Oh, don't make no difference. Give me the red ones, I reckon. All right. Goodbye. That Grandpa, he's going to play me a game of checkers by himself and do my moving for me.
Well, I found it.
Huh?
About atmospheric pressure. Here, in this book here, see? Elementary General Science.
Oh, you must be mistaken about that, sis.
No, I ain't. No. Well, it's got listed right here in the index. You see that? Atmospheric pressure. And here it says, effect on boiling points.
I do know. Reckon how hard it happened to get in that book.
Well, that's where Clarence got it.
Well, if that Clarence can get it, I'd know as you can, too. What page does it say there to look on?
192.
192. We'll just make quick work of this. Let's see. 192.
Yeah.
Now, listen close now. If there's anything you don't understand, why, just don't be afraid to speak right up and tell me. You see, it looks like it right here. The rule about boiling under other pressures than one atmosphere is. The higher the pressure, the higher the temperature required to make the liquid boil and vice spurs.
What does that mean?
Well, I kind of reckon it means just what it says there, honey.
Oh. Well, read it over again, then, huh?
Yeah, well, now, I don't believe that's the important part. This looks more interesting right here. Now, listen to this.
All right.
For example, on tops of high mountains, the temperature at which boiling takes place is so low that eggs cannot be cooked. Huh, that's cute.
Why is that, Uncle Abner?
Well, let me finish this, honey. In Cripple Creek, Colorado, which is approximately 10,000 feet above sea level, it takes about twice as long to cook eggs as it does in Boston.
Still, that's exactly what Clarence said.
That sounds awful curious to me, but I reckon it must be right. It's in the book.
Oh, he's right. Clarence says it so.
Well, it's just one thing to do, then. That's helped you figure it out here now while we're right here talking about it. Of course, one thing's going to sort of hold me back, and it's because I ain't never been to Cripple Creek.
Oh. Have you ever been to Boston?
No, I ain't been there neither, no. But I'll say one thing from it, though. I've bought a batch of eggs in my life, I know that. And I'll say this, too. It always takes just as long to cook them one place as it did another.
It's different in Cripple Creek, though.
Yeah, well, you figure it out. You see, it takes twice as long in Cripple Creek as it does in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, either they're getting them overdone in Cripple Creek or they ain't getting them done enough in Boston, one or the other.
Well, not according to Clarence, no. He says they come out the same.
Bonnie, that little Clarence knows too much for his own good, if you want my opinion.
Yeah, he's smart. I wish I was, too.
Takes twice as long, you see. Well, now, here's what it sort of looks like to me, Mary.
Yeah.
It just looks like them folks in Cripple Creek ain't caught on to how to cook their eggs yet.
No, it's got something to do with them being so high up in the air.
Yeah, well, that's more likely it, see. That's them hill folks there, they're awful slow about catching on to stuff like that. Awful backwards, you know. Living in the mountains and all. Sort of country people, I reckon. That's just about the trouble right there. They just ain't catching on to it.
No, that ain't it, Uncle Abby.
Well, it's bound to be. Of course, I don't think it's very nice of them folks in Boston to go around bragging on theirself.
Well, it isn't anything about Boston, no.
Well, they was bragging on how fast they could cook their eggs. Blow me alive, that ain't hard to do. Anybody knows how to boil eggs.
You got it all wrong, Uncle Abner.
Huh?
Well, Clarence would just laugh at me if I told him that.
So is he better not let me catch him doing it, I can tell you that right now.
Now, Clarence said there was different boiling points in different places, because the atmospheric pressure made a difference.
Oh, prattle.
Well, maybe
you
better let me have the book and I'll try to figure it out.
No, ma'am. I'll help you with it. I don't want you running around being ignorant.
Well, you don't need to bother. You've got other work to do.
No, I don't want Clarence or no other young'un to get ahead of you now, Mary. We'll be here.
Your phone rings.
Huh?
You better answer.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, now, you hold a book for just a minute. I don't lose my place. I'll clean it off. Jot him down, store library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. What do you want now then, Pap? Huh? I lost the game. I dog as you must have cheated then. Well, you must have. I cheated, now how could I? I weren't even over there. Well, now listen here, Grandpappy Spears, you play that game over again. And this time, when it's your move, why, you move for yourself. And when it's my move, you be sure to do your best moving and no cheating. Yeah, well, you just watch it now. Play the game fair. All right. Uh-huh. Goodbye. That's playing like Grandpap. You can't trust him no way. Let's see now, sis, where was we at?
Well, I think I sort of understand it now.
Yeah, but now I want to be sure now to get it right. Hand me the book again.
Well, you don't need to find it.
Yes, I do now. Just like Lomora says, what's worth doing well at all is worth doing well at all. You see, is this the page we're on right
here? Yeah, honey, but
just a minute now. I just got another idea here on this, too.
Abner,
No, now, be quiet now. Let me concentrate. Maybe them folks in Cripple Creek ain't using the right kind of a pan to do their cooking in. Or it might be that they ain't putting enough wood in the stove. They might be using green wood, one you can't tell.
No, I don't believe that's it. Now, you see in the book there, it says that the boiling point of the liquid...
Wait a minute, let me look in the book again. Now, just be quiet. Now, just don't... Here, get your head out of the way. That's right, here. I ain't sure no more whether this book knows what it's talking about or not, but it might tell something in here that we've never had saw before.
Please, never mind, Uncle Abner.
A liquid will boil only when its temperature is such that its vapor pressure is equal to the pressure on its surface. That's on that phone anyway.
Well, here, I'll put the book back on.
No, I want you to get this. Just a minute. Hello, jot them down, store. Huh? What? Now, don't tell me the checker game's over already, Grandpap. Broke up? What happened? We had an argument, huh? Well, I'm proud it broke up then, because I hate to play with a feller cheat. Why, it weren't neither me that cheated, it was you. Oh, sassy frass, feather trattle. Honest farmer, snake in the weeds. Here, see now. Let me see the book again now, Mary.
Well, I put it back, Uncle Abner. I think I'll go down to the corner and play with the kids.
Well, all right. That's what you want to do, honey. Go ahead.
I'm sorry I bothered you about all this.
Why, it weren't no bother at all.
Well, I won't do it again.
Oh, now, you listen here, Mary. Anytime you get another problem, you just come right to me with it. That's the only way in the world you'll ever learn these things. That's the only way. Thank you.